to know what's correct for us, we must listen to ourselves, because that is the only place that the correct answer comes from. The correct answer does not come from outside of you. The correct answer comes from inside of us. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Life by Your Design podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Boyd. I'm a master hypnotist, human design reader, and I'm here to help you play with convention, tap into your purpose, and live life by your design. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are well wherever you are or whatever you are doing. What I want to talk about today on the Life by Your Design podcast is that part of the process when you decide that you want to do something else, but you don't know what that thing is. And this is often one of the places where people get stuck, is they know they want to do something different with their career, with their work, with their source of income, but they don't actually know what is next. And so that whole process of inspiration and ideas, and we actually do manage as human beings to trip ourselves up with this a little bit. And so this is sort of what I want to have a little chat to you about, so that if you are in that place of your process right now, then hopefully this will help to guide you a little bit more towards to tapping into what's actually correct for you. Because, of course, we live in a world now where there are so many choices and so many options. And it's that whole paradox of choice, right? The more choice we have, the less happy we are. And we genuinely have more choice than ever around how to approach work and income and how we spend our time. And that whole concept of working full-time for an employer still exists and is still correct for some people, but it's one of now so many different ways that you can approach work and how you make money and how you fund your lifestyle, and in fact create a lifestyle which isn't so much about work, but more about using your gifts and your superpowers and doing activities that stimulate and allow you to really step into that full potential while making money, while not having to actually sacrifice the rest of your life to do so. So there is so much choice, which is what is so very exciting. And it's why I love working in a space with people, because you can truly transform your life so hugely when you actually let go of a certain way that you have to do things. But this means that there is so much ideas, so much choice, so much stuff. And what I often see with people is that when they're in that space, the natural response to that is to go out and source more information, for more inspiration, for more ideas. And we know we do this as a species. We very much hold information and knowledge in high regard. And of course, we live in this world now where there is so much information. Of course, interestingly, the quality of that information, we could argue, is more questionable than ever. And there's a whole other piece around weeding out the information, the data, the viewpoints that are correct for us or are even true. And the whole concept of truth is a whole other conversation now in the world that we live in. But there is more information available to us than ever. And we're actually being bombarded with content more than we've ever been bombarded with content. And again, I don't think that's news to everyone. We all know that. But it comes at us in so many different directions, from video and film and TV, Netflix, podcasts, emails, social media, all of the messages that we get across all of the different platforms, news, Google, all of the platforms that we find ourselves on in the workspace. There's Slack, most people are on that, or they're on Microsoft Teams, on top of their email, on top of all these other different workflow tools that have all been introduced to reduce communication or improve communication. But what's happened across the board is we just have so much coming into us at one time. And the challenge with this is that If we want to know what is correct for us, what's the correct next move for us, what is the correct area to channel my focus and my energy into, to know what's correct for us, we must listen to ourselves, because that is the only place that the correct answer comes from. The correct answer does not come from outside of you. The correct answer comes from inside of us. And again, we have been taught as a society to look outside of ourselves for someone who is an expert, for somebody who knows better, for someone who holds more information and data, for someone who's telling us how we are supposed to show up and move through the world. And yet that is not the correct route. The correct route is absolutely to go inside. And so here's the thing, and this is why all of this additional content, all of this additional information reaches a point where it's not valuable. Because if you imagine for a moment that you want to tap in and listen to yourself, listen to your intuition, your inner voice that actually knows exactly what's correct for you, right? Imagine you're in a room with this inner voice, and this inner voice speaks really softly and gently, and you'd really like to hear it. So what do? You actually invite all of these other voices into that space. You fill the room with the voices of podcasters and newsreaders and friends and family and text messages and WhatsApp messages and emails and social media posts and YouTube videos, all the things that you consume, Netflix shows, movies, all of this stuff. And then we wonder why we struggle so much to hear that really soft, gentle voice of intuition. So what can actually be really powerful is to do what feels almost counterintuitive, is that if you're looking for inspiration, remove all the noise. Take away all of the external input and just sit with yourself. Because once you do that, you can start to listen to that voice that sits within you, because it's there for everybody. Everybody has intuition, strong, deep intuition that is more powerful for them than anybody outside of themselves. However, not that many people have tuned into the frequency of listening to that intuition, but it's there and everybody can hear it. And this is actually one of the reasons why I really like human design, because human design is not going to give you the answers and it doesn't ask you to look outside of yourself for answers. What it asks you to do is to actually get to know yourself and trust yourself and learn how to read yourself and hear yourself to get all of the answers. So you are essentially, you are the person who leads your life. So it's not another system that asks you to subscribe to another way of doing things. It's just about you getting to know yourself, which is what I really, really love. And that's my role with clients, is I don't give clients the answers. I'm just guiding you so you can hear what it is that you truly, really, really want in life. And the basis of human design, working with your strategy and your authority, allows you to really follow that. So if intuition feels like this sort of slightly nebulous, intangible thing that I know what it is, but if I can't hear it, then how do I actually tune into it? Well, beginning to work with your unique human design will allow you to actually hear your version of intuition, because it's not the same for everybody. So if you don't yet have your human design chart, you can get that from my website for free. It's michelleboyd.com/human design chart. Very original. But the link will be in the show notes and you can go ahead and grab that and you can actually check out what your strategy and authority is, which will help you to tap into your intuition. And again, if we continue this conversation around human design, as you look at your chart, you have a shape at the very top of the chart, a triangle, which is the head center. And if you have an open head center, an undefined head center, you will see that that shape will be white. So it won't have any form of color in it. Now, 70% of the population have an undefined head center. So it's quite possible that if you're listening to me now, you may be in that group of people. And the wonderful thing about having an open center is that that's where we take things in from the world. And in the case of the head center, it means these people tend to be very open-minded and very open to ideas and inspiration, which is fantastic. However, in your not self, what you will find is that people with an undefined head go into this phase of completely over-consuming other stuff. Yeah? Taking in all of this content from elsewhere. And then, and this is the important part, going on to believe that those ideas are in fact their own. And this is the part that we want to avoid, okay? So if you do take that tremendous, brave, and very exciting leap of moving away from your current career in the way that it currently shows up, and I'll always say with this, it's never about necessarily completely leaving it. It doesn't mean you have to start a business. That's one option, but there's a hell of a lot of other options in between. But either way, you're going to move away from it in its current definition and current look, is that it can be quite easy to find yourself off down another path, which isn't necessarily more correct for you. So finding the correct path is really the name of the game. And so if we're finding ourselves taking in all of these ideas from everywhere and then believing that they're ours, this in this not self capacity can take us off down the wrong course. So if you can start to reduce some of the volume of content that's actually coming into you, you can find that a really wonderful way to actually get the correct inspiration for you. There's a wonderful book called The Artist's Way by an author called Julia Cameron, which I came across almost 10 years ago now. And this book sort of really was a significant part in kickstarting a big phase of my, I'd say, personal development journey. And I don't like that expression, but I can't really think of another way to phrase it. But if anybody has a better way of phrasing it, I'd love to hear from you. But it kickstarted my personal development journey. And it was interesting because at the time I actually paid $500 to take part in a 12-week face-to-face course where we explored a chapter of this book each week. And I remember at the time thinking, wow, that's a lot of money to spend on myself in this way. And yet fast forward now, it's incredible the money that I spend on these kind of things and how my perspective has completely shifted around investing money in my emotional, mental and spiritual evolution, as it were. But anyway, I digress. This book has one particular chapter where the task is to actually remove all content. And the author goes as far as to say, if you can get away with it through work, don't even read emails. Do not read, listen, watch anything. And it's something we don't do, right? Because we are always consuming all the time. And I remember taking on this challenge and for the first time in a very long time, not consuming anything. And it was absolutely magical because what happened was that after a first couple of days where you're just aware that you're in your own thoughts a lot because there's nothing else coming in, then it was almost like little ideas started to spring up like little shoots. And these are your ideas because they're not things that are being triggered by you responding to something else that you've put inside yourself. And there is obviously a value. There is a value to inspiration. We are not supposed to be little islands that don't interact with each other. But there's definitely a balancing act between the two. And if you've never done a week like that, then I would really recommend just trying it and see what happens. And this was 10 years ago almost, which point I don't feel like there was even as much content floating around. I would be really interested to know what it's like now. And I haven't done the complete taking everything out for a while. I regularly take out social media. I regularly cut down things and I don't watch TV anymore. So that is, I haven't watched TV in, well, about 10 years. So that's gone completely. But it's interesting to notice what crops up in that space, which is why Vipassana is very powerful because you're sitting with yourself for an extended period of time without those external inputs. It's also, my theory is, one of the reasons why COVID was really uncomfortable for people was because we took away so much of the socializing, we took away so much of the external stimuli, and therefore I have to sit with myself a lot more closely, which a lot of people never sit with themselves. And I don't know if you're listening to this, how often you do it, but how often are you just alone with your thoughts? Because if your calendar is full with work and socializing and things that you do, then you probably don't actually sit with yourself that often. So this may feel a little bit counterintuitive for you to stop consuming stuff outside of yourself if you're looking for ideas and inspiration. But I encourage you, give it a go. See what happens if you actually take away a lot of the external voices and allow yourself to start to tune into yours. The key thing here is if you can follow your human design strategy and authority, it's going to lead you to the correct things, and you're going to be able to hear what is correct for you much more closely. So I leave you with that. However, I just wanted to let you know that I'm also launching these new Life by Your Design roadmaps. This is a discrete session where you come and work with me, we do an audit, and we get very clear on what your roadmap is for your next phase. I'll share in this how you can actually use your strategy and authority, because we'll get your human design in there. And we'll really take a look at where you are, where you want to go, and put together some of those next steps for you. If you're interested in this, the best thing that you can do is just drop me a direct message on Instagram. So if you go to Michelle_Boyd_hypnotist, let's have a chat if this is of interest, and let's get you moving in the direction with lots of ideas and inspiration. As always, I make the request, if you have found this podcast useful, that you share it with somebody, that you follow it, that you like it, and even better, if you'd like to write me a review, as I am super keen to get this out into as many hands of people as possible. And if you've ever produced a podcast, you appreciate there's actually a lot of work involved in the project. And so I'm keen for as many people to see it as possible. Anyway, I've loved having you here with me today, and I look forward to seeing you on the podcast in the coming weeks.